We thank you, O God, for all that you have done, for keeping us, O God, safe from dangers that we have seen and others that we haven't seen. We thank you, O God, for your kindness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you, O God, for your divine protection and for your provision. We thank you, O God, for every man and every woman that's on the line tonight. We ask, O God, for a measure of your grace to be released upon their lives. We ask, O God, for their faith to be strengthened, for their joy to be increased in the name of Jesus. We ask for your peace, O God, that surpasses all human understanding, to come upon them, O God. May all glory and all praise, O God, be given unto you as they see your hand working in their lives, as you are bringing supernatural provision, O God. You are opening doors that no man can shut. You are raising up a banner that the enemy will not enter in. You provide adequate covering for your sons and your daughters. We thank you, O God, just for your name, but you say it is a strong tower, and we, the righteous, run into it, and we are safe. We thank you for the angels you have made ministers under the heirs of salvation. We thank you, O God, for the promises that you have made to us that are yes and amen. We thank you, O God, for the words you have declared over our lives, for the prophetic declarations you have made concerning us. We thank you, God, for the provision that heaven has released, for the resources that are required to bring us into our places of destiny and our places of assignment. We thank you, O God, for the divine orchestration of relationships. We thank you, O God, for making sure that we are in places we ought to be and not in places that we are not supposed to be in. We thank you, O God, for being the one who orders our footsteps, leading us into paths of righteousness and not death. We thank you, O God, for making provision that there is blood on the mercy seat concerning us, and that blood is speaking in the heavens about us. It is speaking yet better things, O God. We thank you for the healing that blood is speaking. We thank you for the deliverance that blood is speaking. We thank you for the salvation that has been established because of the blood. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We thank you for every man and every woman that's on the line tonight. Do only that which God can do. Father, you are almighty. You are the one who knows all things. You see all things, and you understand all things. You know every need that they have, and you are the all-sufficient God, the one who said you will supply all their needs according to your riches in glory. Meet their need, O God, now. Let there be a praise that proceeds from them as they see your hand operating in their lives. And Father, tonight we know that as we come in prayer, we are not following our own agenda, but we come, O God, with hearts that are wide open and the spirits that are willing to engage with what heaven has mandated. Father, as we come in this posture, we know that we're not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we approach you, O God, we cannot afford to stand and come in our own righteousness, which is filled the rags before you, but we come in the righteousness of the one who died, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And Father, as we stand before you, you have made us kings and priests according to your word. As we are coming before you, God, we are coming as the royal priesthood. We are coming as the priesthood, O God. We are not coming empty-handed, O God, but we are coming by the way of the blood of Jesus, the blood that has washed us and cleansed us and brought us into right standing with you. And Father, from that place, O God, we echo the words of David when he said, hear our prayer and attend to our supplication. Father, may you take a kind disposition towards us tonight as we pray. We pray for the nations, O God, that you begin to move in the nations as you are already doing, O God. Let your name be magnified and exalted, O God, even in the most strange of places. And nations where other religions seem to be rising, O God, rise up, O God, as men begin to see your glory in the nations. They begin to see your goodness as you move. They begin to see your power as you move. they begin to see your might as you move. Father, in the nations that are hostile, let your name be magnified. Oh God, let your renown break forth, oh God, in every corner of the lands. Let your glory, oh God, come and cover the earth as the waters cover the seas, according to your word. God, let your angels, oh God, be moving to and fro in the nations, breaking down strongholds and demonic shrines and thrones. Let your word, O God, be forever exalted, challenging humanistic doctrines and demonic doctrines, O God, that the people in the nations may be sanctified by thy truth, and thy word is truth. Let the power of your word, O God, go forth as it breaks, O God, the chains and the yokes that are on people's lives. Let captivity be broken, O God. Generational yokes, O God, of false thinking and negative thoughts, let your word go forth and break. Generational curses, O God, manifesting themselves as generational ignorance, Father, let your word go forth and break, O God, those chains. That your word says, O God, the captives will be set free. Let your word now go with might and power to right works of deliverance in the nations. That God, some may be persecuted, but O God, ultimately, O God, your word will prevail in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for giving them the ability to hold steadfast to your truth, to hold steadfast to your word. By your word, O God, tonight, let them be preserved in the name of Jesus. Where they are, O God, they may be growing weary, but God, tonight we send reinforcements in prayer. We declare that right now they are being empowered, infused with power from on high as we pray. We stand in the gap, O God, when their voices, O God, are no longer permitted, O God, to speak. We speak over that silence, that the word of God is still bringing and still breaking forth in the hearts of the people. As they hear the word of God, let their lives be forever changed. For God, your word says nothing remains unchanged in your presence. You are visiting the nations, O God. You are visiting the nations, O God. You are visiting the nations, O God, showing forth the great magnitude of your love in the nations. Father, people that have been oppressed, O God, for centuries, O God, you are stepping in the midst, O God, and you are bringing the light. You said, arise and shine, for your light has come. In those nations, we say the light of God is breaking forth and darkness must flee. God, those that are bound in chains for the sake of the gospel, we ask, O God, for a dispensation of grace to be released over them right now in the name of Jesus, O God. God, every accusation that has been raised up against them, O God, because they are serving the Lord and Master, let those accusations fall to the ground right now, O God. Some that are acting as custodians, watching over those to make sure they're imprisoned, O God, we ask for heaven to intervene and bring a divine visitation, God, as you did when you visited the jailer when the apostles were in jail. We say, God, let the jailers, the jail keepers, O God, in those nations receive a divine visitation now. Let them even come to the faith for your glory and for your glory alone. Those, O God, that have been acting as lookouts, trying to find out where churches are being held for them to cause disruptions and chaos, let them receive a divine visitation from the Christ himself, as you did to Paul on the road to Damascus, O God. We say, let it be so in those nations, O God. Let people of significant political positions, O God, in those nations receive divine visitations and let their hearts change. May the gospel break forth and break through in those nations. Let the work of salvation, the work of deliverance, O God, be written in that nation, O God. Let there be a demonstration, a manifestation, and an establishment of a dimension of the kingdom of God in those nations. Your word says, O God, your kingdom is not meat and drink, but joy, peace, righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Let the joy of the Lord, the kingdom of God, have expression in the nation, have expression amongst the people groups, O God. Those that have never heard your gospel in those nations, O God, we say, let the doors of ministry, fervent doors, effectual doors of ministry, be open, O God, that your word may go forth, O God, even in the midnight hour. God, they may not be carrying Bibles, but God, your spirit is present. Your spirit will reveal the word to them, O God, in their night visions, O God, in their dreams. Show up with might and power. That which they have been believing, God, may they see your hand at work, O God. Let there be an outbreak of the supernatural that causes many to be turned, as you did on the day of Pentecost when the heavens were open and you released your spirit, O God, over the nation of China. Again, God, we say, let the heavens be open. Let there be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit amongst the people. Let them cry out unto God as they see the tender mercies of God and His grace being made manifest in their midst, O God. Let there be a strong presence of your spirit to heal. Let there be a strong presence of your spirit to deliver. Let there be a strong presence of your spirit, O God, to restore broken families, O God, that are associated with ministers in the church in China. We command restoration now. Families that have been torn apart, O God, we contend for that word, O God, that Malachi declared when you said you would turn the hearts of the fathers back to the sons, and the hearts of the sons back to the fathers, O God. We say, let that word manifest in China. Let that word manifest in North Korea. Let that word manifest in Afghanistan. Let that word manifest in Iran. Let that word manifest in Iraq, O God. Let there be a breaking out, O God. You said, O God, by your word, that love is the bond of perfection. Let the love of God be the hallmark in those nations. Demonic doctrines, O God, are being challenged as your word is going forth with power and with demonstration. God, let there be deliverances, O God, from demonic oppression and demonic possessions in the name that is above any other name. Let their souls prosper as your word goes forth, O God. You declare that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We say, God, let your word go forth in purity in those nations, O God, and bring deliverance and healing. Let the heavens be open that have been shut for generations, O God, because of disobedience. Let the heavens be open as you did in the days of Elijah when you caused the rains to fall upon the land, O God. We say, let the rains of heaven that Hosea declared, O God, that we must seek the face of God, that Amos declared, O God, let the face of God be known in the nations, and let righteousness reign in those nations, O God. Let there be a tangible manifestation and presence, O God, of your church in those nations, a church, O God, that is not beholden unto men, but a church that is seeking after the face of God with all its might, with all its strength, with all its power. We ask, O God, for reinforcements, O God, empowering of the intercessors, O God, that have been crying over those nations. We join with them tonight and say, your cry is not a lonely cry, but there is a remnant that has been chosen by God into the kingdom for such a time as this, to stand with you in the gap as we stand in agreement over the nations, that you have been made gatekeepers. We stand with you. We say, God, in agreement, let the God of heaven dethrone demonic powers and principalities over those nations in the name that is above any other name. Let the excellence of our God show forth in the midst of it all. God, they may be growing weary, but God, we ask for a new fresh breath, for a new strength, oh God, to come upon them now, for your glory and for your glory alone. Father, as the heavens are opened over them, oh God, we say, perfect everything that concerns them, oh God. Perfect their health, O God. Perfect their families and their households, O God, for your glory and for your glory alone. Some of them may be carrying infirmities in their bodies, O God, right now. We ask, O God, for healing virtue to flow. Let the healing balm of Gilead go over the intercessors, O God, and bring healing and restoration. Let them experience the peace of God as they birth the revival, as they birth the move of God in those nations. We pray, O God, for the men and women that you have given custodianship of the gospel over those nations. Hold the gospel in all purity in every sense of the word, and declare what heaven has released in your heart, because the lives must be changed and the nations must be turned back to our God. We thank you, O God, that there is a generation rising up in those nations that will know the power and the might of God. A generation that will live out Matthew 6:33, seeking out the kingdom of God and his righteousness. A generation that is tired of the works of man. A generation that is tired of the works of the flesh. A generation that is tired of living under the yoke of demonic oppression. A generation that is tired of having a taste of demonic doctrines. But God, raise up a generation that hungers and thirsts for righteousness, O God. A generation that knows the power of God. A generation that is holy and dedicated and given unto God. A generation that has been set apart by God, sanctified, O God, to be living stones that you are joining together as you are building a house for God in the midst of the nations. We thank you, O God. We contend for the prophetic destinies of those nations. Rise up to your prophetic destiny in the name of Jesus. Not a destiny that has been sanctioned by man because of all his shortcomings, but a destiny that has been ordained by God before the foundations of the earth concerning that nation. We contend, O God, for that prophetic destiny. We call forth, O God, for it to rise in the name that is above any other name. Let them not be defined by their history. Let them be not defined by where they are coming from, but let them be defined by what heaven ordained concerning their nation, O God, before the worlds were even formed. Father, we stand together with the mothers who are crying as their sons and daughters are being imprisoned, O God. Let their tears not go to waste, O God, but gather every tear, O God, and bring it up as a memorial before you, O God, and intervene on behalf of those mothers, O God, who are seeing their sons being persecuted, oh God, for the sake of the gospel, oh God. And as the persecution goes forth, oh God, strengthen your church, oh God. Strengthen their resolve, oh God, that they will not be blotted out, oh God, but they will remain a light set upon a hill, oh God. Their light will shine greatly and mighty, oh God. They will be the salt in those nations for your glory and for your glory alone. Father, we thank you for the men and women you've raised up in those nations that are willing to pay the price for the destiny, not only of their nation, but for the destiny of generations that are present, even generations that are not yet born in time in their nations. God, they are sustaining doors of your move, doors of the move of your spirit, oh God. We say now, God, let the blood of Jesus, oh God, not only cover them, but let the blood war on their behalf, oh God, and let the blood of Jesus, oh God, settle, oh God, every contention in their midst. Let the blood of Jesus, oh God, establish victory against those that have been planning to bring destruction and bring discord. Father, your word says every tongue that rises up against them, oh God, in judgment we shall condemn. God, we say now, let righteousness, oh God, let righteousness rise, oh God, and let the just judgments of God be rendered, O God, in those nations. We thank you, O God, because before we even got here, you made a prophetic declaration over those nations, and the enemy has done his best, O God, to sabotage the prophetic destiny. But O God, tonight we say, let the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, rise up in those nations. Let the King of Glory have his way. Father, we declare over the capital cities in those nations in Asia, lift up your heads, all ye gates, that the King of Glory may enter in. We thank you, O God, that the King of Glory is going to enter in. Ancient gates are going to open. Ancient doors are going to open. The King of Glory is going to be exalted in those nations. God, we thank you for your majesty and your greatness, O God, that you are breaking forth and you are breaking out and you are breaking through in those nations for your glory and for your glory alone. We thank you, O God, that you will take your people, O God, in the nation of America to call upon the intercessors, O God, in the nation that may be hostile to us, O God. But your kingdom, O God, supersedes our political understanding. Your kingdom, O God, is about the salvation of man. We take our posture and we say, God, you are mighty to save, O God. Your arm is not short, O God, to save. God, the remnant in those nations, let them be saved. Let them be strengthened, O God, for your glory and for your glory alone. God, whatever resource that they lack, O God, we say, God, let the treasuries of heaven be open, that they may receive whatever they need to advance the cause of the gospel in those nations. We thank you, O God. We praise you. We glorify you, O God. Tonight, O God, I ask, O God, I charge, O God, every man and every woman on this prayer line, O God, let your angels go forth and mark those, O God, that you are calling to pray for the nations. O God, not only for them to say we are praying for the nations, but let them experience a lamentation like Jeremiah as he wept over his nation. Let them weep, O God, for those nations, O God. And like Hannah, God, let their travail be not in vain. May they see the birthing of revivals in the nation that they are crying forth for, O God. In the midnight hour, God, raise them up, O God, to call for that nation, O God, day and night, O God. Let them cry for the revival. Let them cry out for the breaking of the waters. Let them cry out for the opening of wellsprings in those nations, wellsprings of revival, waters flowing not from the knowledge of men, but waters flowing from the hidden places of God. Somebody say hallelujah. We want to call forth, O God, for the river of Ezekiel to flow in those nations, O God. Bring your sons and daughters into maturity in those nations, O God. Let them understand the inner workings of the kingdom of God. Let them be holy and God given unto the kingdom, O God. Let them not walk in waters that are ankle deep or knee deep or waist deep, O God, but let them walk in overflowing waters, O God, that they may not dictate which direction they are going, O God, but it shall be the waters that are flowing from the temple of our God that will direct the direction that they are going, O God. As they meet in underground churches, O God, you are not restricted, O God, by geographical location or a geographical position. In the midst of the caves, O God, in the midst of the hidden places, O Karabatarabahaya, God, you are visiting them, O God, as much as you comforted David whilst he was in the cave of Adullam, as much as you watched over David as he fled from Saul. God, we say tonight, watch over the men and women that you have called in those nations for your glory, O God, and for your glory alone. Father, for those that pick up the lamentations, let there be confirmations not only in the spirit, O God, but confirmations in the natural realm that their prayers are being heard in heaven, O God, and things are happening in the nations. Let the winds of revival, Karabasara, Dakiria Rabahai, let the winds of revival, God, break forth, Tarabakiria, no. God, multiply that which you have been doing in those nations. Your might, O God, your greatness and your strength, O God, is going to be seen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I remember in the book of Kings, there was a moment when Elijah thought he was the only one, but there was a man, his name was Obadiah. Obadiah had hid some of the prophets in the caves, and he was feeding them with bread and water. I pray that, oh God, even in the nations where they are persecuted because of their beliefs, oh God, there is a remnant of the fivefold, oh God, that you have called, that are hidden in the caves, oh God. Let them not suffer lack for anything, O God, but let the bread, kambarando korabahaya, the bread coming from the throne of heaven be their provision. Somebody say hallelujah. We want to pray for an explosion of revelation in those nations, an explosion of revelation in those nations, an explosion of true doctrine going forth in those nations. Ikarabaya, for your glory and for your glory alone. I thank you, O God, that as the people you are marking right now, as your angels are going forth, O God, as they pick the lamentations, O God, you are going to be covering their families, O God. You are going to be covering everything that concerns them, O God, so that they do not worry of what is behind, O God, because they know what it is in the hands of God, it is safe. It is safe. It is safe. Because they are crying out for the nations, O God, I ask for divine protection, diplomatic immunity, O God, to come over them now, O God, as they embark on this assignment. God, let them not suffer lack for anything, but let them gain access to the resources of heaven, O God, to nourish their bodies, to nourish their souls. God, let their bills be paid as they are praying for the nations, O God. Whatever need they have, O God, you said you will will supply according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus, O God. Meet every need that they have, and need for healing. Heal, O God, that they will not have any complaints as they go into the place of intercession, O God. Tonight we declare we are waging war in the spirit, O God. Things are going to break over the nations, O God, and our God is going to be exalted. O God, you said at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. We declare that word over those nations. His name will be proclaimed and every knee shall bow. He shall be exalted as the everlasting King. He shall be exalted as the Lord of the angel armies. He shall be magnified as the ruler of all things, because he is the bright and morning star. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is our high priest. He is our high priest in the name of Jesus. We declare that, O God, as much as the blood is declaring, O God, great things before the mercy seat, O God, let the victory that is in the blood be written, O God, in those nations. God, let there be testimonies that come forth, O God, that those that have picked up the lamentation are going to hear of what you have done and what you are doing in those nations. It will, God, I ask, O God, for divine connections to be established now. Oh, Karaba, God, I speak the name of every man, every woman who has been marked to pick up the lamentation. I speak their name into the heavens, O God. I declare that, God, wherever there is prophetic intercession, where there is travail, God, their names will be called out, O God. They may not know who they are. They may have never seen their faces. But, Father, as we speak, as we speak their names, O God, into the heavens, O God, let their names be picked up in the spirit, O God, to be cases that are supposed to be secured in prayer, to be covered in prayer. God, we declare that we are not going to lose a man, we are not going to lose a woman, O God, for they are covered. Whatever you cover, O God, is covered indeed. I thank you, O God, that as they pick up the lamentation, O God, as you did, O God, for the midwives in Egypt, O God, you are going to release provision. You are going to give them houses that they did not build. Great rewards, O God, for their obedience. I praise you and I magnify you and I glorify you, O God, that when they sleep, O God, if their moment of rest from their assignment, O God, they are going to experience supernatural rest. They are going to be refreshed, that when they wake up, O God, they are ready to pick up the assignment, O God, as you have assigned them, O God, and marked them, O God, and you have given them a special watch time, O God, a watch you have given them to pray over those nations. Let intercession hit them, God, in their time of travail, that, God, as they travail, Koraba, somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I just hear the Spirit of God say, as you travail, the waters are going to break forth in the nations. The waters are going to break forth in the nations. God is about to birth something mighty and greater in those nations. Somebody say hallelujah. God is about to do something great and mighty in those nations. But we mustn't forget that as much as God is going to be moving in those nations, God is going to move in our nation. God is going to move in our nation. God is going to move amongst the men. God is going to move amongst the women. God is going to move amongst our children. His name is going to be exalted. His name is going to be magnified. Many may deny him, but they cannot deny the power when God breaks out and breaks through. God, we are tired of hearing about pseudo revivals. We are tired, oh God, of hearing people pretend that you have moved when you haven't moved, oh God. We are tired of seeing people that have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. We are calling for the authentic, the genuine move of God, the genuine outpouring of your spirit, oh God, that Joel declared, the genuine genuine outpouring of your Spirit, O God, as you did on the day of Pentecost. The genuine outpouring of your Spirit, O God, as you did in Cornelius' house, O God. Let that break forth in this nation, something that will supersede what Azusa Revival brought into our nation. God, something that will supersede what other generations regard as revival. It is time for a revival in our generation, a revival that will forever mark our generation as a generation that saw God move. We thank you, O God, that the hearts of our children are breaking because they are about to embrace a kingdom that is everlasting. The hearts of our fathers are breaking because they are about to embrace the kingdom of God that is from everlasting to everlasting. God, the hearts of the mothers, O God, are breaking, O God, because they are about to embrace a kingdom for which there is no end. Let them, O Karaba, over our nation, O God. Political systems are about to change because the kingdom of God is on an acceleration. As your kingdom begins to move, as your kingdom begins to manifest in our midst, O God, let all the pseudo leaders, O God, be exposed, O God. Those that have been following the works of the flesh and claiming that it is God who has sent them, let them be exposed, O God. Let that true integrous church rise up in the midst of our nation. A church that is not beholden unto man, but a church that is seeking after the face of God. A church that walks in obedience to the word of God. A church that walks in obedience according to the statutes and the judgments of God. Let a church that understands the full implication of Psalm 19. A church that understands the full implication of the laws of God, the statutes of God, and the judgments of God. A church that desires to live in accordance with Psalm 119, O God. A church that understands that Psalm 91 is a reality. A church that is not given up to the spirit of fear, but a church that loves God, that walks in the fear of God. A church endowed with great wisdom because they have understood that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. A church, O God, that is filled with understanding. A church, O God, that is filled with knowledge, not the knowledge according to the sense of men, O God, but knowledge according to the wisdom and the knowledge of God. Let that break forth in this nation, O God, that remnant you have chosen to be carriers and custodians of the gospel. Somebody say hallelujah. God is about to mark you. You are about to be a glory carrier. You are about to be a glory carrier. God is looking at your shoulders. God is looking at your shoulders and is marking you that you are going to break forth. You are going to understand that's not about fortune or fame, but it's about let thy kingdom come and thy will be done here on earth, O God, as it is in heaven. God, as you come, shake all that which can be shaken, O God, and let that which is of God remain for your glory, O God, and for your glory alone. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I've heard so many times people declare that these are the days of Elijah. Father, we call forth for the boldness of God. Raiza da kumbre gedea brondos
Zogoko daraba gede zigira ba rande goko rabaja karado zora banderia ba rekarado zora banderia karabaja dara hindria ikarabandoro zora bakadiria da bazenderia ba ukushoko raba rege de zigia raba raise them up o gada zumbre ribara kusharaba karabas. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah. We call forth for the anointing of Elijah to rise up in our midst. We call forth for the anointing of Elijah to rise up in our midst. The anointing of Elijah to be able to bring sound judgment, to call forth for the sons and daughters that have grown astray, that have gone astray, and say, if God be God, then serve God. If he is not, then you can serve other gods. A prophet of true integrity, who knows? So Karaba, somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Karabanderia, God is looking for a prophetic voice that is not here, that is not there to tickle people's ears, but a prophetic. Oh, abaso kushoko darabaha. Ah, it is in the days of Elijah that God was established as a God who answers by fire. If we say these are the days of Elijah, if we say these are the days of Elijah, we call forth from fire, for fire from heaven. Somebody say hallelujah. You see, ah, Karaba, I can just preach about calling fire from heaven. Just calling fire from heaven. We think it's about calling fire from heaven for God to consume, to judge and burn things. But it's calling forth for fire from heaven, fires of revival, as in the day of Pentecost, they were like tongues of fire, flames of fire that were falling on people's heads as they were being anointed and empowered by the Holy Spirit. If we say these are the days of Elijah, let the heavens open, O God, and let fire rain of O Karaba, a prophetic fulfillment of the prophetic word of Joel, God pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. Kadarosh. These are the days of Elijah. These are the days of Elijah. These are the days of Elijah. Let the heavens be open. Let the heavens be open. And let fire fall. Let the heavens be open. And let fire fall. As Father, as you are opening up the heavens and causing the fire to fall, let your people have the understanding that when the fire comes, when the anointing comes, when the Holy Ghost comes, it's not about just to say we were in a service and people were falling on the floor. Somebody say hallelujah. Because those are childish things. Those are childish things. Because what God wants to do is not to give you a falling degree in church. But what God wants to do, he wants to transform nations. It is through the Spirit of God that nations are going to be changed. Neighborhoods are going to be changed because of the Spirit of God. So the heavens are opening in the days of Elijah, causing fire to fall down from heaven. Because they are neighborhoods that must be reached. They are wayward sons and daughters that must be redeemed. That is why the heavens are opening. The heavens are not opening for you to be able to take an offering. The heavens are opening because God is about to adopt sons and daughters into his kingdom. The heavens are opening. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are what? The word of God says, for as many as received him, gave you the power to become. Are you hearing that? They received him. They got the ability to become. But when the Holy Spirit comes, for as many as are being led by the Spirit, that's the spirit of adoption, you become a child, a son with God. And we know that the word of God declares creation moans and groans for the manifestation of the sons of God.
creation is mourning and groaning for those who have been touched by the fire from heaven, who are living their lives as they are being led by the Spirit of God. Somebody say hallelujah. And they are about to manifest their work. When it says they are about to manifest, God is creating them. He's not creating them. God is saying they are already walking in your midst. And the appointed time they are going to manifest. In the name of Jesus. So Father, we thank you for the fires of revival in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you realize, I want to say this, and because this is for somebody who has been toiling for a while. Do you realize that Elijah brought revival to a nation? Only one man brought revival to a nation. Anybody hearing me? And I can even give you another example. It took one man, and his name was Jonah, to bring a revival to Nineveh as he was being led. So it doesn't take a whole neighborhood to be praying. It takes somebody who's willing to pay the price, somebody who's being led by the Spirit, who has been touched by the fire from heaven, to get into a place of travail and say, God, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to my neighborhood. God, as you have given me your Spirit, as you've anointed me, O God, I give that anointing and that Spirit, O God, to my neighborhood. I present myself as a living sacrifice, O God, that revival may break forth in the apartment complex where you are living. I lay down my life, O God, that you may be exalted. I lay down my life, O God, that a new generation may see the hand of God operating in their life. I lay down my life, O God, that a motherless son will see his mother again. I pray, O God, that a fatherless son will rise up, O God, to be a mighty man of God. I lay down my life, O God, for that child who's about to commit suicide and say, today is not the day for you to die. There is a destiny upon your life. You are not going to abort the call that God has placed upon you. God, I lay down my life to say, God, let it not be church as usual, but we are going back to the days of Pentecost, O God, when everything is driven by the Spirit, O God, and not by the agenda of man. I lay down my life, O God, for the widows, O God, to have provision. I lay down my life, O God, for the pastors in our church, O God, to go to the next level, to minister, O God, according to the revelation coming fresh from the throne room of heaven. I lay down my life, O God, for the young ministers that are struggling, O God, that they may be empowered, O God, to go forth and take territories, O God. I lay down my life that demonic altars may be brought down. I lay down my life that God, priests of voodoo, may be brought down as the kingdom of God is being elevated. I lay down my life, O God, that your kingdom may come. I lay down my life, O God, that the kingdom of God may move in our city, that the kingdom of God may move over our nation for your glory and for your glory alone. Father, you say to us, we are a people that walk by faith and not by sight. By faith we declare, O God, there is a breaking over our cities. The heavens are breaking open. The brass heavens we have been experiencing are breaking open in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Father, right now we come against the spirit of pride that has been hindering us from getting on our knees and repenting for all the things that we have done. God, we have sinned against you, O God. We have worshipped man. We have exalted man. God, we repent, O God. Hear our prayer tonight. Hear our cry tonight, O God. We have sinned against you, O God. We have sinned against you, O God. take a kind disposition towards us, O God, and forgive us our sins. You said, O God, according to your word, if your people who are called by your name would, God, we want to turn back from our ways. We want to set our faces, O God, towards you, our hearts towards you, our lives towards you, O God. Not only that you may heal our land, O God, but you may heal our hearts, O God. You may heal our souls, O God. You may heal our bodies, O God. Asa karadoko sharabakiri arombre rabarakada zedia bakaradoko sharabaha. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, right now, we pray for Milton Keynes in England. We ask for the churches to come into unity now, into the unity of the faith, to know that it's one spirit, it's one baptism, it's one church, the church of the living God, to know that the house that is divided against itself shall not stand. Father, we speak for unity, O God, over Milton Keynes. We join together with those that you have set as watchmen. We join together as those that you have joined with us, O God. We join together with those that you have set up, O God, to be the intercessors, O God, that have been travailing over the church in Milton Keynes. We join with you now and we say, break forth all revival, break forth all spirit of unity over Milton Keynes. Let God divisions be broken amongst the churches, O God. Let the ministers, the pastors, O God, begin to come together. It's not about advancing one congregation, it's about advancing the gospel, it's about advancing the kingdom of God. We say, God, let unity reign. Oh God, we thank you, God. Oh Sharaba, we thank you, oh Karados, oh Kurabahaya. God, we pray for that pastor in Milton Keynes who is about to give up now. Be strengthened by the hand of the Almighty God. Let God restore the zeal that you had in your youth for ministry. Let the power of God begin to work in you and through you, that you may see great and many lives being transformed. May God do for you over the next 6 months more than you have done your entire ministry in terms of lives being transformed, homes being restored. Father, we thank you for the work of revival in Milton Keynes. We have never stepped foot in there, O God. We have never known any man from there, O God, but you drop the name of that city in our spirit, O God. And we say tonight, O God, prophetically, O God, we step foot in that city. We step foot in that city, O God, and we say to the church, O Karaba of the living God in Milton Keynes, arise, be the light that is set up upon a hill, be that city, be the salt. You are going to see lives being changed. You are going to have the ability to push back demonic forces in the name of Jesus. We claim the next generation you've been crying over as the generation that shall seek the face of God in Milton Keynes. Somebody say hallelujah for that city, for that city, for that city, for that city, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And in advance, oh God, we thank you for the report we are going to hear about Milton Keynes in the next coming days, of how the church is coming together, of how the pastors are uniting together, that they are not following any program, but they are following the Holy Spirit as He brings them together. Let the bent bridges, O God, be mended, O God, where there have been wars, attritions, and differences, O God, let them be resolved now. God, any unforgiveness, God, let the blood of Jesus, O God, deal with, O God, any iniquity and any sin in the churches, O God, let repentance not accusations, but let repentance go forth, O God, that the enemy will not find an excuse, oh God, that the enemy will not find an occasion to disrupt what you are about to do in that city for your glory and for your glory alone. God, repentance. Starting, oh God, from the men and women of God who are mighty in power, from the women of God who have been pastoring churches for years, let repentance come, oh God. Repentance for their indifference. Repentance, oh God, for their indifference. Repentance, oh God, for their indifference. Let that come in the name of Jesus, oh God, the unwillingness to work together. Let repentance come in the name of Jesus, oh God, for following carnal works of the flesh. Let repentance come, Ikara, for preaching a different gospel. Let repentance come from being aligned with demonic doctrines. Let repentance come in the name of Jesus, for sexual perversion. Let repentance come, that the house of God may return back to be the house of prayer that He ordained it to be, not to be entertainment houses, oh God, over Milton Keys. Let the house of the living God, the house of prayer, be restored, oh God. Ha sadarabaha kosha katarabaha. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for that city. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We praise you, O God. We glorify you, O God, that you take us to nations we have never been, as carriers and custodians of your word and spirit. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for your church. Thank you, God, for the work that you are doing in the midst of your people. In the name of Jesus, I bless you, O God. I praise you, O God, for you are a wonderful God. You are an awesome God. There is nobody else we would rather have but you, O God. Great, mighty, and glorious are all your ways. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now I know that I spoke about Psalm 19, Psalm 90, Psalm 119, and Psalm 91, and I feel compelled just to read for you Psalm 19. I will not read the entirety of Psalm 19, but I want to read for you from verse number 7. It says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey to the end of honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is a great reward." Somebody say hallelujah. That's Psalm 19. But I won't really go, because Psalm 119 is a little bit long. But all I can tell you is that Psalm 19 actually acts as a summary of Psalm 119, if you want to put it in that context. Somebody say amen. So Psalm 19, the verse I just read for you, they will become a summary of Psalm 119. But I want to finish up tonight. I know I usually do Numbers 26, but I want to do Psalm 91. Somebody say amen. I want to read Psalm 91. That will be our conclusion. It says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor of the for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their arms, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion, the dragon, shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I read it from the King. I read both verses from the King James Version. But I encourage you, whenever you get time, those verses again. Psalm 19, Psalm 119, and Psalm 91. You can look at them and read it from your favorite translation of the Bible. You can do the New King James Version, the Amplified Version. You can do the Message Bible, New Century Version, New Living Translation. You can do whatever translation you want, just to be able to put that word in your spirit. Why? Because the word of God declares clearly, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And also to let you know, the word of God also declares, faith cometh by what? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? By the word of God. Amen, amen, and amen.